It is the first Sunday in March, and today we're going to worship together. A word of greeting to those who'll be worshiping with us as you listen to the message on the tape. The subject today will be maximum security, taken from Romans chapter 8, 28 through 39. We'll be getting into the study of that text. Now let's bow our hearts for prayer. Heavenly Father, we worship you this morning and we thank you and praise you for who you are. We come to you in prayer to ask of you because of your ability and because of your compassion. And we ask you to be pleased to bless the message of Romans 8, 28 through 39 to our hearts this morning. Teach us, we pray. Give us hearts to hear and hearts to receive. And then, Lord, as we pray to you just now, we come to you in behalf of our country, which we love. We ask you to bless us with your sovereign providence and protection and provision. Protect our freedom, we pray. Give all of our leaders wisdom, and give the sincere and honest patriotic citizens of this land courage and strength during these days. We trust in you through Christ our Lord. Amen. Now, if you will, please turn to Romans chapter 8, 28 through 39. We'll begin by reading the text. Then we will consider the truth presented here. Romans 8, 28. And we know that God works all things together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose, for whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that his Son might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he predestined, these he also called. Whom he called, these he also justified. And whom he justified, these he also glorified. What then shall we say of these things? Since God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall God not, with Christ, also freely give us all things? Who shall bring a charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died, and furthermore is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Now today we're going to give our attention especially to verses 38 and 39, with the question, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Now, the purpose of this passage is to reveal the eternal security of the believer in his or her position in Christ. As we began reading in verse 28 through 39, there were listed five questions with five answers, and that would take five messages. But today we're going to take the final question with the final answer. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? And the answer is no one and no thing. And Paul seems to have almost exhausted his ideas of those possibilities of things that could separate us. But the conclusion is no one can and no thing can, or no thing shall be able. It's a question of ability. No one has the ability and no thing has the ability to separate us from the love of Christ. Now, the subject I want to give to these two verses is maximum security. And this is a term with which we are very familiar according to our judicial system. Sometimes people are put into maximum security prisons, others in less security, and so on. This passage refers to the maximum security of the believer in relationship to the Lord God, in relationship to salvation. Every believer has maximum security. We need to know that. This helps us live our Christian life. We have maximum security, every believer. Now, for us to further understand the passage, I need to explain the word us. It's used frequently in the passage. Us. Who are the us? Since God is for us, who can be against us? Another term that is used for us is the term elect. Who shall bring a charge against God's elect? The us refers to the believers. The us refers to Christians. There is no possible way this passage can refer to the unbelieving world. This is a message to God's people, a message to those whom God has chosen, whom God has called, whom God has predestined, and whom God has glorified. The message is to the believer, every believer. Now, there is the term separation. What is this separation? It is living apart from God. It is spending eternity apart from God rather than with Him. And the term ability is used, which refers to God's ability, that no one can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Now, here is the statement, clear and plain from God's word. This is what the Apostle Paul has been inspired to write concerning eternal security. I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Now that any other thing includes ourselves. We are not able to separate ourselves from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Now, having read this passage and thinking it through, this is a statement of fact. This is a dogmatic decree from the Lord God in His relationship to us. Nothing, no one can separate that relationship. What then are we to think about this? Paul brings up this thought in previously in verse 31. He has delineated the golden links in the chain of providence of being elected, predestined, justified, glorified, called. And then he says, what shall we say to these things? In other words, how do we respond? And we have read verses 38 and 39, which tells us that we cannot be separated from the love of God. And so we say, how then shall we respond? What is our response? Our response is to be this. Number one, to believe what God has said. To believe this truth recorded here in Romans 8, 38 and 39. Believe it. Over and against all feelings, over and against our experience, the anchor is the Word of God. It is His Word. Believe this doctrine. Believe this theological truth. We have eternal security. We have maximum security. Believe it. Let nothing hinder you from believing this truth. Secondly, rejoice. Rejoice in security. Rejoice in our position in Christ, which is unchangeable. No one or no thing can touch it. And we rejoice because security is such a wonderful, wonderful asset in life. So we believe and we rejoice. Thirdly, we're to be thankful. Now, I maintain that our primary response to who God is and what He has done for us is to be thankful. To appreciate what He has done enables us to live the Christian life. Be thankful. We should be thankful for security, because insecurity is so awful. The people who are in trouble today are people who are insecure. Insecurity breeds bad behavior. A person who is an introvert and withdrawn and wants to be isolated does that because of insecurity. On the other hand, the extrovert who is loud and aggressive and wants to be controlling does that out of insecurity to cover that up. Security is God's provision for us, which is stated here. And we are to believe, to rejoice, and to be thankful. This security, maximum security, is God's provision for us. It is not something we deserve. It is not something we earn. It is not something we can maintain. Why does God provide maximum security for us? It is because we need it. We cannot keep our salvation. We cannot keep or maintain our relationship with the Lord. He must do that. He does do that. And we are the receivers of maximum security. Now, I want to make a point here that I believe is very, very important for the church today and for Christian people. I maintain the Bible teaches that no Christian is more secure than another. And I want to say to you today that you are as secure as any believer. Your position in Christ is the same as any believer. You are as regenerated as you can be. You are as redeemed as you can be. You are as justified as you can be. You are as forgiven as you can be. You have eternal life. You have your position in Christ that is the same as any believer. It is the same as the Apostle Paul who wrote this passage. You are not less. And it isn't right for us to put ourselves in rank and put one Christian above another. We have the same God and Father, the same Lord Jesus Christ, the same Holy Spirit, the same salvation. It is wrong for us to think of ourselves as less when God has done so much. Believe this truth today. Rejoice in maximum security. Be thankful to Him and live in the strength of that, in the confidence of God's commitment to us, not our commitment to Him. His commitment never changes. Our position never changes because of Him. We change. Our emotions rise and fall. Our feelings go in and out. Our behavior is unstable. But we have maximum security. Believe, rejoice, and be thankful. It's a position that cannot be earned. It's a position that cannot be kept. But it's maintained by God. And we would ask, well, how can God do this since we are so weak? He does this by His ability. And if we would question this truth, run to His ability. which is unlimited, divine power, divine energy, the ability of the sovereign Almighty God, makes this truth real in our lives. Believe Him today. Rejoice in Him today. Be thankful today. And trust Him to deliver us from insecurity, which brings bad behavior. Let's pray now. Heavenly Father, once again we ask You to take this truth off the pages of the Bible and implant this truth in our hearts. Penetrate our mind and heart and soul with this truth. Give us a rest, a peace, a power through believing Your word, through resting in our security, in our position before You. We cannot find words enough to thank You for such a great grace, for such great mercy, and for so great a salvation that rests upon us this morning, tomorrow, and the days to come, and throughout all eternity. Thank You for eternal security, for maximum security. Thank You and praise You in Jesus' name. Amen.